Orlo and I went up the mountain to talk, I said. We became quite involved in our dialogue and didn't notice it was getting dark.
When you choose to employ the word dialogue, it causes me to think that the topic was something more weighty than the charms of your new Orathenan girlfriend,
Frau Lodegear said dryly. Damn, he was good. How could he know so precisely what it would take to fluster me? Bells began ringing high up on the precipice. It sounded like the call to Provener. How did they wind their clock here? A memory came to me of Leo, a few months ago, winding the clock with two black eyes after he had asked me to punch him in the face. I tried to summon whatever Leo had learned to summon that day. I forced myself to go on as if the blows had never landed. This much of your statement is correct, that it was a serious theoretical discussion.
And what was so much on Orlo's mind that he had to drag you up a volcano to get it off his chest?
I was rolling my eyes and shaking my head in amazement.
Did it have anything to do with the geometers?
He tried. Yes.
Then I don't understand your reticence on this topic. If it relates to the geometers, it is of interest to the Convox, is it not?
I'm reluctant because I only got to hear a small part of his thoughts and I fear I won't do them justice.
Stipulated. Everyone has heard and understood your disclaimer now, so you have no reason to go on hoarding information.
Because he was anathematized, Orlo lost the ability to gather data about the geometers. He never even saw the only good picture of their ship that he managed to take, so his thinking about them, from that point onwards, had to be based on the only givens he still had access to.
I thought you just said he had access to no givens.
None emanating from the icosahedron.
So just what other kind of givens are there?
The givens that you and I are taking in all the time, simply by virtue of being conscious, and that we can observe and think about on our own without any need for scientific instruments.
Frau Lodegear blinked in fake amazement.
Do you mean to claim that the subject of your dialogue was consciousness?
Yes.
Specifically Orlo's consciousness, since that presumably is the only one he has access to.
His and mine, I corrected him, since I was part of the dialogue too, and it was clear that Orlo's observations of his consciousness tallied with my observation of mine.
But I thought you told me only a minute ago that this very same dialogue was about the geometers.
Yes.
But you now contradict yourself by admitting it was about the features shared between your consciousness and that of Orlo.
And that of the geometers, I said. Because they clearly possess consciousness.
Oh.
Frau Lodegear exclaimed and got a faraway look in his eyes, as if trying to wrap his mind around something impossibly absurd.
Are you trying to say that just because you and Orlo are conscious, and the geometers are too, which I'll give you for the sake of argument, that you can learn something about how the geometers' minds work simply by gazing at your own navel long enough?
Something like that.
Well, I'm certain that the Lorites are going to have a field day with this. But to me it seems you are saying too little and too much at the same time,
Frau Lodegear complained.
Too little, because we here on Arb have been gazing at our navels for 6,000 years and still don't understand ourselves. So what does it boot us to be as in the dark about the geometers as we are about our own minds? And too much, because you really are going too far in assuming that the geometers would think like us at all.
As to that last point, one can make strong arguments that all conscious beings must have certain mental processes in common.
Strong arguments that no disciple of Helicon will examine too closely, I'm sure,
Frau Lodegear said dryly, earning a chortle from every Prokian at the Convox. As to your first point, I continued, namely that we still don't understand ourselves after 6,000 years of introspection, I believe that Orlo was of the view that we might be able to settle some of those ancient questions now that we have access to conscious beings from other star systems. This settled the crowd down, and they became so markedly quiet that I knew they must all be concentrating intensely. We had got to the heart of the matter. The Sphenic and Proton systems had been dueling for millennia and continued the struggle here in this nave under the names of Prokians and Halicarnians, Lodegear and Erasmus. The only thing they agreed on was the words I had just put in Orlo's mouth, that the geometers might tip the scales to one side or the other. Not necessarily because they would know the answers themselves, they might be just as confused as we were, but because of the new givens we could now obtain. And that was the true goal of many at this convox. Never mind whatever mission statement the secular power had handed us.